I want to ask you also about NTRK fusions. We just did a survey of 77 general medical oncologists. It was really looking at the kind of assays that they're doing. This is actually breast, colon, and prostate cancer, but I was amazed at the volume of NGS that was going on, and they're finding NTRK, they're finding MSI, they're finding all kinds of PARP stuff. I was really amazed what's going on in practice. I asked you if you had anybody who had an NTRK fusion, you said no, but maybe you can talk a little bit about where we are right now with that.
So two things. So I think we predicted maybe back in 2010, 2011, that once you got past four analytes, you got to the tipping point in the health economics that actually doing a panel was cheaper than doing individual analytes. So we are totally there with lung cancer. We are getting there with many other tumor types. So that doesn't surprise me that people are, you know, checking the box and say, go look for everything in your panel. I think we will have to start to know what's in the panel. You know, there's a snob value. I don't care if you have 400 genes or 20 genes. I just need to make sure you include the genes which actually drive our oncogenes. Most of that's just kind of, you know, baggage, you know, like all the things on a new car that you never actually use. I think what we've got here is with NTRK, I think what I told you is that we were one of the two sites along with Dana-Farber that first described NTRK gene rearrangements in non-small cell lung cancer. And so we have been very proactively looking for it even from the get-go. Initially, we developed a FISH assay, and then it became part of our next generation sequencing panel. But I have to tell you, in 3 or 4 years, we have not found another NTRK gene rearrangement in lung cancer. We found them in GBM. We found them in a few other kind of rare solid tumors, and they've gone into the study. But these things in lung cancer really are fantastically rare. I mean, I remember Alicia Sequist saying, you know, it's one per career.
Wow. From your point of view, what is an appropriate therapy for these patients, whether it's lung cancer or otherwise?
Well, you, the irony is we have this thing that you can see one in your career, and you've got two drugs. You've got larotrectinib and entrectinib, and they both have 60 to 80% response rate. So you're kind of spoiled for choice. Larotrectinib got licensed slightly earlier. You know, I don't know there's much to choose between the two. I would try one, and if it didn't work, you've got the other one as a backup.